Randy, how are you?
Very good, Tony. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program. The Ingham County Road Commission was a topic at a meeting held last night, and a finding is coming to a head with an internal investigation completed. That was information I received in an email from Vince Dragonetti, who suggested I give you a call just to give our audience a little background. Tell us about this story and why an investigation was needed.
Well, since 2007, we had some new appointees to the Road Commission, much to the disfavor of the township supervisors and other people. And so the whole culture began to change at the Road Commission. There are a lot of accusations about favoritism and racism, et cetera. And so the county board was arguing with itself and with some of the Road Commission appointees. So a neutral approach was supposed to occur where a consultant was hired to do an investigation. When that consultant was hired by, of course, the Road Commission appointees, and the report came back, 27 pages. Some of it blisters management, some of it blisters the Road Commission appointees, and some of the policies and practices. This whole issue has been a mess. Tony, we talked about Joe Gunther and Tom Mitchell, who were two outstanding people on the Road Commission, and a new manager who came along by name of Jim Benjamin. We had a couple of commissioners and the chair of the Road Commission, who is not and was not happy with those gentlemen, nor the appointment of Jim Benjamin. And so they did not get reappointed, even though they were outstanding people. And there's just been this hostility going on between not only the workers with the in the Road Commission itself and management, but between commissioners and also the appointees on the Road Commission.
Is there a problem with race or gender with this issue?
The report revealed none whatsoever. There were a couple complaints filed over the years, but the Civil Service Commission threw them out, as did EOC. The Road Commission makes every effort to diversify and recruit. They contact the minority churches and pastors and put out flyers and everything to try to get people. To work with the Road Commission, you need a commercial driver's license, though, and you need a good record. And sometimes it's hard to find people who have that a good background to drive the trucks and do that type of thing. But in answer to your question, absolutely not.
There
are absolutely no findings about racism or discrimination.
All right, so what do you do next? What has to be changed?
Well, I went to the meeting last night, and I was very, very disappointed. In the report, it talks about leadership. Then there was a survey that the employees could fill out, and they tried to get clarification. What's leadership? Well, they thought it referred to the board appointees. And when the report came out, it, of course, showed there were some problems there. Now, the Road Commission appointees turned around to try to say, no, that was against management. And so it was a disheartening meeting last night. There were a lot of supervisors, employees there talking in favor of management and how the Road Commission operates. 15 of the 16 townships sent letters of support for Tom and Joe for their reappointment. All the supervisors supported their reappointment. But this appointed board just does not listen. They do not listen to the practitioners. And it's hard for me to figure out because I've never seen such ruthlessness and outright arrogance as I've seen with this group of appointees.
Who was ruthless and who was arrogant?
Well, I am going to contend, I'll hopefully say this, the chair of the committee is Shirley Rogers, and she's very controversial. And she, in the report itself, says clearly that she tries to micromanage and, you know, dictate everything that's going to happen, including who's going to get an appointment, who's not. And that's not the way you run a good business. What happens is our managing director, who's Bob Conklin, is a quality person. He's a quality man. And so all of a sudden he's got to look over his back all the time for five road commissioners. He's got to look over his back because you have 16 county commissioners, a couple who like to interfere. And you have just a handful of employees who will often run to a commissioner or run to, you know, one of the county commissioner or a road commissioner. And try to make life difficult for him. He has a very, very difficult job.
Well, this sounds like petty politics.
It is petty politics. It's ruthless, petty, arrogant. The employees last night had a petition with 35 signatures on. There are only 47 employees, I believe, something like that. But they had a petition saying they would like to have a different survey because that was misleading. They didn't understand the organization of it because what's the definition of leadership? The Road Commission didn't respond to them. I mean, here we're a county. We say we're kind of labor-friendly and so forth. And when you have the employees coming to defend management and what they're doing, that's rather remarkable.
All right. Now, who's in charge of the Ingham County Road Commission? Is it Bob Conklin or is it Shirley Rogers?
Bob Conklin's a managing director. He has to report to the Road Commission. So the five Ingham County Road Commission appointees are really his boss.
And do they direct him at everything he needs to do, whether it's day-to-day or upcoming projects?
Pretty much they do everything. They're supposed to be policy, set basic policy, and that's pretty well it. And they're supposed to let him be able to run the operation, but it doesn't seem to be that way.
Well, this is a mess. What's going to be done to clean it up?
Well, last night the board went into executive session, and they came out, and they wanted the county attorney and Bill Conklin to talk with Jim Benjamin and Tina, who's in finance, about future employment options. That's not a good sign. I think they're going to try to make scapegoats out of people and say, there, we got rid of the problem, we got rid of these people.
So is Bill Conklin going to be fired?
I don't know. Bill's contract's up December 31st. I feel sorry for him. I talked to him before the meeting, and he just doesn't deserve to be treated like this.
All right. Now, who's responsible for the renewal of a contract? Is it the five people, players who are on the road commission, or is it the board of commissioners or a combination?
It's the road commission appointees.
Okay.
Once we appoint them to a six-year term, they run it, and they're pretty well immune from us. The only way anyone can be removed from the road commission is malfeasance in office, and, you know. So they're pretty well there.
Why do you need just out of curiosity, why do you need these five commissioners when you have a board?
State law requires that you have a road commission. We can have numbers from 3 to 7. We certainly don't need 5. The 5 was created because there was so much conflict with 3 that even people like Mark Grebner said, you know, maybe we'll add 2 more because you're less likely to have 2 against 1 all the time. It's a mess. This all starts with the binding caucus in the Democratic Party, Tony, because if 7 Democrats agree on an appointment, the other 5 must go along, according to the binding caucus agreements they sign. So that takes 5 commissioners' decisions away, plus the 4 Republicans. So really, 7 commissioners are determining what's going to happen, and 9 are left out of the picture. But I would never sign a binding caucus agreement. I think that's absurd. And so we get some people appointed to boards and commissions for purely political reasons without a good sound background.
And here we are in this situation. All right, you mentioned what's going to happen with Bob Conklin at the next meeting of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners that is open to the public. What's going to happen on this topic?
I don't know. The board, his name's Bill Conklin.
The board
would not tell us what they're going to do. Shirley just said the board's going to be looking at different options, and wasn't very clear. But what's really interesting is all the users of the road commission, from the supervisors to the commissioners who represent the area, are very pleased with what they do and how they do it. But we just have a couple of people in the political arena who just, if they can't control and they're not micromanaging and dictate who's going to get what, they're angry. There are a lot of angry people who are in public office who really have no business being there because the public good does not come before their personal animosity and desire.
Jim, before I let you go, can't the Ingham County Board of Commissioners replace any of these road commissioners?
When their term is up. Shirley Rogers' term's not up till December of 2012. I've been just very, very disappointed. The workers came out and talked to me last night. They're afraid of retribution if they say anything. They were talking about how bad of a workplace it's become because, not because of management, but because of the road commission appointees. And as a matter of fact, I was swarmed with about 25 of them last night telling us. And, you know, it's just, to me, it's unconscionable.
But it's like your hands are tied.
They are. I argued vehemently on behalf of Tom and Joel, and I went and spoke last night on behalf of the Road Commission management employees and the satisfaction I've always had dealing with them since 1984. And, you know, a very close relationship. And it just tears me up to see some people get brutalized like this and dragged through the mud. It's just, it's not right.
Well, tomorrow we are going to try and secure Shirley Rogers just to get the opposing view. What keeps coming to mind on this, Jim, is with all the trials and tribulations that we have with budgets and lack of jobs and the falling, the decline of the value for our home. There's so many crazy things going on to have to deal with such a petty type of situation is something that you don't need to focus going towards, do you?
You're right. There's absolutely enough stress out there. We don't need to be doing this. Now, Shirley will say, she micromanages because she wants answers and she wants this done and that done, and she'll say there were poor relations before she got on. They approved them of the townships. Well, that's not true. Relations prior to her appointment were far, far better, and that's proof from the townships who are working with the Road Commission, the commissioners who represent the area. It was much better prior to 2007.
Randy Schaefer is an Ingham County commissioner representing Ingham County's 13th District. Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate your candor.
You're welcome.